we need to continue to clarify. We began last week to discuss the Shabbos candles. And the meaning of shalom, of peace. The meaning of shalom and how the candles bring shalom bayis. We learned that according to Chazal, the Shabbos candles heal and repair the terrible, terrible metzias that's described by the Navi of Atiznach Mishalom Navshi. That my soul is deprived of shalom. And the Shisi Toiva, and I have no good. There's no good in my life. And that somehow the Neiris Shabbos, the Shabbos candles are there to bring back that Toiv, to restore the soul of a Jew and the home of a Jew, of Jewish people, to that state of shalom. And shalom is Toiv. Shalom is the essence of good. And we learned, Vayaru Lekim is Ha'or Ki Toiv, that or, light, is the definition of goodness, or it's the embodiment of goodness, because it's only with the existence of light is it possible for one Jew to experience another Jew. For a person to see that which is around him and to connect one to the other. And this is healing and repairing the metzias of light type, of that which is not good, which is the absence of that relationship and the connection between one and the other. This is what we spoke about. And now we have to refine that and to work more on that and to understand it on a deeper level. And I mentioned last week, we'll do a little bit of Chazara also. I mentioned last week that the first time that Lotov appears in Chumash, which is obviously the opposite or the absence of Tov, Lotov, the first appearance of Lotov, of that which is not good in Chumash, which means it's the essence of that, is Lotov Heyos Ha'odam Levado. We're going to talk a lot more about this. Lotov Heyos Ha'odam Levado. The definition of Lotov, of not good, is Heyos Ha'odam Levado, is when man is alone. Ne'esli Eze Kenegdai. So Hashem created for man a wife. That is the cure to the state of Lo Tov. Since Lo Tov is Heyos Adam Levado, man being by himself, so the tikkun of that, of Lo Tov, is Motza Isha Motza Tov. With marriage, when the Chosna Kala, when these two neshamas are brought back to each other, that is repairing the terrible loneliness of Lo Tov, where there can't be any shalom, real shalom or shleimus on the deepest level cannot exist in that state of loneliness, of separation. And the cure is Motza Isha Motza Tov. We'll talk much more about this over the next few weeks. Obviously, this is connected to the role of the woman in the lighting of the Shabbos candles. It's Motza Isha Motza Tov. As it says in Mishlei, when one finds a soulmate, then it is no longer Lo Tov. The Lo Tov has been repaired, and now it's Motza Isha Motza Tov. And now there's the possibility of Shalom Bayis, of the Shleimus, of the wholeness of these two Neshamas that have been reunited. There's an astounding statement of Chazal that's found in the 16th Tikkun of the Tikkun Ezayir. So I'm going to read to you this sentence in the translation from the Aramaic, in the Sulam, the translation of the Sulam. And the rest of tonight's shir will be to try to understand this on our level. What I'm talking about tonight has to be said in ways that are at times obscure, so that everything be done in an appropriate way, as befits people who are b'nei Torah, b'nei Torah. But da'ilach hakim b'berimiza. It says the following, the Tikkunim. He kibsas nerish lodim arishim. This is found in Chazal in more than one place. That Chava was, the first woman was very much responsible for extinguishing, to bringing to the extinguishing of the candle, of the soul, of the flame of Adam HaRishon. Shekosuv bo ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Regarding Adam HaRishon, it's written that the candle of Hashem is man's soul. And because Chava was very much involved in the events that led to the downfall of Gan Eden, so Chazal described this as her having extinguished the candle, the soul. She brought death into the world. And she brought to the possibility the soul of man being extinguished, being separated from the body. So he kibsas ne'erish l'odam arishon shekosuv by ne'er Hashem nishmas Adam. Regarding whom it is written, the candle of Hashem is the soul of man. Therefore, it's the primary responsibility of the woman, of the wife, to rekindle, to reignite, to rekindle the lost soul, or the extinguished soul of man, of her husband. Friday night. This iris shall his iris shall have a with the awakening of the fire of love, klapei baila for her husband. V'sayd hadavar, and the secret here is hinted at in the pasuk in the Song of Songs. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabais eso ahava. That all of the waters of this world will never be able to extinguish the love. That's what it says in the 16th tikkun of the Tikkun Ezayah. Since Chava extinguished the soul, the candle of man, every Friday night she's given responsibility to rekindle that fire with the fire of love towards her husband. And the many waters of this world will never extinguish the love. So Shalom Bayis, I mentioned last week that the meaning of Shalom Bayis, that mitzvah of Shalom Bayis that is brought into the home, that Beza Hashem, there's a home that's a healthy Jewish home, that Shalom Bayis cannot be understood in the terribly pitiful definition that exists for the term peace in the non-Jewish world, or peaceful coexistence, which has become a popular and meaningless term over the years. Peaceful coexistence, to get along, or we're not fighting, we're not at each other's throats, we're not insulting each other. The definition of Shalom Bayis, as it's introduced with the lighting of the candles, is that the candles are a physical manifestation of a deeper love that is rekindled between a husband and wife. Shalheves Eish Ha'ahav, the flame of love. Of course, this love that is rekindled in the home, this love that is rekindled in the home is a reflection of the love that is rekindled between Hashem's Kala, the bride of this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that something was lost during the week. Something was extinguished. That Chava brought to the extinguishing of the candle. Each week, something is extinguished inside each and every one of us. And when it comes to Friday night, it's rekindled, it's reignited. Between Hashem and the Jewish people, the Torah in Siman Reish Pei brings the Gemara in Ksubas. It's a remarkable Gemara. The Gemara says it's talking about the son-in-law of Rabbi Yannai. The Gemara says that all week long, this tzaddik sat in Bes Medrash. He was learning Bes Medrash. He didn't come home. Like we know the Vilna Gaon also, and even other later tzaddikim. This tzaddik did not go home the entire week. And Erev Shabbos, when he would return home, so the Gemara tells us, it's brought down by the Torah. That when the son of Rabbi Yannai would return home, as he was reaching home, arriving home, he saw a pillar of fire. He saw a pillar of fire. What's the pillar of fire? That's pretty scary. What's the pillar of fire? So the Bach writes over there to explain. In Siman Reish Pei, the Bach explains. Shu simen lehispashtus or. The pillar of fire was an external manifestation of some deeper, mysterious light. Kedushas Ashchina. The holiness, the sanctity of the Shechina. Shehi misyachedes l'leil Shabbos u'mitaveges b'kadosh baruch hu. The Bach, who is a great mekubel, is obviously hinting to very, very remarkable things. The Bach says that when the son-in-law of Rabbi Yannai was reunited with his wife, and as he came to the house, there was a pillar of fire. This was some type of a manifestation of the fire that was being rekindled as HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, Hashem and the Divine Presence, Hashem and the Jewish people and His Kala would be once again reunited in the deepest way. So the Amuda Denaira that a husband, that a Jewish husband saw when he was going to be again together with his Kala, with his wife, in the lives of those tzaddikim, appeared as a pillar of fire. And the fire that would be rekindled between the husband and wife was a simon of the fire that's rekindled Friday night between Hashem, the Chosn, and his Kala Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people. And this is the Inyan of L'cha Doidi L'kras Kala that we've been talking about. The Chosn approaching the Kala that takes place every Friday night. L'cha Doidi L'kras Kala. Now let's return and work through the Inyan that we began last week. We were learning from the Maharal and explanations from the Tzaddikim of Ishbet Siradzin and a contemporary Adam Gadol, Rav Moshe Shapir explains this. That the basis of all friendship, of real friendship, of real yedidus, and the basis of real ahava, of real love, is when two people share a common vision, a common goal. This is what we were talking about last week. When two people are moving in the same direction, and they share something precious and personal and private between them. It's amazing. The holiest time of Shabbos is the time Mincha Shel Esudas, which we'll talk in Mitzvah a lot about that in the future. That time which is called Raiva Deraivin, or Will of Wills, Desire of Desire, is the time of the greatest connection between Hashem and the Jewish people, between the Chosn and Kala, Raiva Deraivin. At that time, there is such a fiery passion in the love between Hashem and the Jewish people that we actually say that a sentence in Shemoneh Esrei, It's hard to believe this sentence could be, but it is. And it's chaval if you don't think about it. Ato echad. Hashem, you are one. Vishimcha echad, and your name is one. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael, or mi ka'amcha ki Yisrael, umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Hashem, you are one, your name is one. And who is like your people Yisrael, who are one people, one with you, in their land, in Eretz Yisrael. That time of Shalashudas, of Mincha of Shalashudas, which is the time that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was mechazik so much the Inyan of Sheves, Ach, and Gam Yachad, the Jews should sit together during that time and to sing and to learn Torah. Sheves, Ach, and Gam Yachad. That time is a time when what's revealed in the most remarkable way, in the clearest way, is that the Jewish people are a goy echad. That really all of us are a goy echad, one nation. A goy echad because ultimately there is one thing that we all share in common, as I explained last week. That's Ato Echad. The only reason that Jews can feel that they're absolutely one with the other, that we could be a Goy Echad Baretz, is only if we believe with all of our hearts that Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad, that we share the deepest secret of all, the most amazing thing of all, which is Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what brings us all together. Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad. That means that all Jews have one common purpose, one common goal of Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Mimeila. The result of that is, can be, U'Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like your people Yisrael? Who could you love as much and who could love you? Who has as much in common with you and with each other? We've all been brought together in this amazing, amazing goal, this objective of Yichud Hashem, of coming home, of being in Yerushalayim, of being in the Beis HaMikdash, of being in Eretz Yisrael. Let me read to you a sentence from Reb Tzadik. This is found in Pri Tzadik in Parshas Ve'era, Ois Tez Zayin. The Kohen writes, it's going in the Zmiris, Sha'asholem Shalom Yosem Alein Ebracha V'Shalom. So the Kohen writes, Shavishabbos B'Tfila Shlishis Oimrim Ato Echad. The Kohen writes that Mincha time Shabbos we say Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. Hashem is one and the Jewish people are one in Eretz Yisrael. And he explains Shepirud Hadayis. How could it be that Jews are at odds with each other? That there's a Pirud Hadayis that Jews are not getting along. V'chol Hamachlaikis. How could it be that there's machlaikis between Jews? Bo machna shekol echad negei la'atzmai. That could only be because each person has his own agenda. I have my own thing. I have my own goals, my own objectives. And it's me. The Shabbos, but Shabbos is different because Shabbos, the Yisid says in Chazal, we spoke about that. That the day of Shabbos is the day of the Nisham of the soul. V'lav yoyme de gufa. V'lav yoyme de gufa. It's not a day of the body, it's a day of the Nisham of the soul. So the result of that is, Al came there for Nasim by Yisrael Goyechad. Mimele, once the body, the physical life is no longer obstructing, is no longer in the way, because it's only the physical reality that creates those separate agendas. I want this, I want that. This is my house, this is my job, this is my car. These are my needs. Only when there's that physical existence, is everybody divided from everybody else. But on Shabbos, writes the Kohen, writes on Shabbos, which is Yom HaNishmas, on the day of the Neshama, it's the day of the soul. So he says, Nasim by Yisrael Goy Echad. Kevin she'ein lehem rak mikuvan echad. Because on Shabbos, all they have is one shared objective, one shared soul, one shared goal. La'aseis ritzayin avinu shebishamayim. To do the will of our Father in heaven. V'ha'emes v'ha'shalom ha'heli. And truth and peace. On Shabbos, the Jewish people love truth and peace. That's exactly what Rav Tzadik is saying. That's what we're talking about. That everybody has a makuvan echad, one shared common goal. Mimela, the result is that we're no longer separate from each other. We're all filled with the same desire to return to Yerushalayim, to be one people in our land, in Eretz Yisrael. Goy echad ba'aretz. And there in Eretz Yisrael, there is one city. And that city is described by David HaMelech as Ki Yishu Chubra Lo Yachtav. It's the city where all Jews are united. It's a city where every single Jew is completely bound with the life of every other Jew. Ki Yishu Chubra Lo Yachtav. And that country in Eretz Yisrael, on that land, in the place of Yerushalayim, there is one very, very private place that is shared between Hashem and His people. Ato echad v'shimcha echad, u'mikamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. And that place is on the Har Habayis, on the mountain. And in that Beis HaMikdash, there are still people that come and go. But there's one room in that Beis HaMikdash, which is the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadosh, which is described in Shir HaShirim as Cheder Hayrasi, the bedroom of my parents, which is the Kodesh HaKadosh, which is the Holy of Holies. Cheder Hayrasi, the place of my parents, the place where I was conceived. This is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in that place there's the image of the Kruvim, the images of the Zoch in the cave, of the Chasna Kala, of Hashem Yisbarach and His people. It's a place of Shalom Bayis. It's a place of absolute clarity, of oneness. It's a place that every single Jew has in common with every other Jew. It's that place they're all heading towards. It's that one place on all on earth, in the entire universe, that is the fulfillment of all of our dreams, of all of our hopes, of all of our tefillahs, since the beginning of time. And it is called the master bedroom. Cheder Hayrasi. And in the Beis HaMikdash, candles were lit. We spoke about this. The Hela Nereseha. And the candles are lifted up. The flames are lifted up. The Heyer El Eiver Paneha. And they would shine. El Eiver Paneha. What does that mean? El Eiver Paneha. It's in the 25th parak of Shmais. The Rambam Paskins, from this pasuk, it's Gemara, and the Rambam Paskins Lahalach. That there's a mitzvah that the candles of the menorah point in a certain direction. That the flames would point in a certain direction. And that direction's called Eiver Paneha of the menorah. And what is the meaning of Eiver Paneha of the menorah? That the flames face Cheder Hayrasi, the Holy of Holies, the place of absolute yichud, of unity, of unification, of oneness, of ato echad, between Hashem and His people, which is called Cheder Hayrasi, the room of the Chasna Kala, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Beichadrum. And the smoke that was present in that place on Yom Kippur, on the day of absolute oneness, on Shabbos Shabbos, and the Shabbos of all Shabboses, was on some level experienced by the son-in-law of Rabbi Yanai. B'chi havi asi havi kachazu kamei amudu denoira, who when he would come home, after being away for an entire week, when he would return home to his house, to his little house, his little address, in his little world, so that tzaddik would see, a pillar of fire. So the same way, and again, this is something which has to be said very carefully. So the same way, by the menorah of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, the same way that this took place with the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, I mean, the standard when the tzaddik came home, the pillar of fire is something that would be revealed in the Shabbos candles, when his wife would light the Shabbos candles. Every single Shabbos in the Jewish home, there is something of that light of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the same way that in the Beis HaMikdash, the candles, the flames faced, were turned towards the Holy of Holies, towards that place that is shared in the most profound way between Hashem and His people. In such a way, where every single week, every Jew is able to find his way back to the Holy of Holies with the light of those candles, to return to the place of absolute oneness, and to connect once again to his friends, to his children, to his parents, to that point that all Jews share in common, which is the Holy of Holies, which brings us all together. To Goy Echad Baretz, the candles of Shabbos are pulling us back to Yerushalayim. Mamish. They're pulling us back to Yerushalayim. With the shared common dream and goal of each and every Jew, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But in the deepest way, it brings together a husband and wife. It's the inyan of rekindling the relationship between a husband and wife. And therefore, the candles of the house are turned towards that which the husband and wife share in a very personal and private way. A world which is only known to them and to nobody else. And that's the Holy of Holies. The love that exists between a husband and wife. So that is what's meant by the tikkunim. That we started with. That light of man's soul that was extinguished through Chava, so the Jewish wife rekindles by way of showing great love, rekindling that connection to her husband, to awaken once again, to ignite and to rekindle the memory of what they each felt when they first stood under the chuppah, as I spoke about last week. That when they went under the chuppah, I'm just explaining a little bit more. That when they were under the chuppah, it was clear to them, in the case of a kosher Jewish chasman kala, again, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about stam narishkeit, but with a kosher chosn and kala. When they were under the chuppah, they shared the kodesh kadoshim together. It wasn't yet lamaisa; it hadn't yet been consummated. But the dream and the hope was, hopefully, was identical. What kind of children? How to live? What kind of kedusha there should be in the house? What will Shabbos be like? What will Zmiris be like? What will it be like to sit in a sukkah? What will it be like to sing a Shalom Aleichem? I mean, these are the dreams that they share. And sometimes during the week, there's confusion. And to some degree, the husband and wife, the chasna kala, just like the Jewish people who are Hashem's kala, sometimes we become lost in things that divide us, that separate us, as we descend into some selfishness, because the 6 days of the week is the physical life of a person is very strong. And we learned before from Reb Tzadik that that creates a sense of I, of me, of something separate that tears you apart from the others. But Shabbos, which is Yom HaNishmas, which is the day of the Neshama, so Shabbos is an unbelievable, unbelievable opportunity for the husband and wife to remember why they first came together. And that his boinus, the candles, the menorah that faces the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Holy of Holies, and in their home, that directs them towards that memory of their own oneness, of their own intimacy and private world, and their love. This is the source, the root and source of Shalom Bayis and Shabbos, which can only take place by his boinness, by thinking, by meditating, by really, really focusing on what it all means. That suddenly, once again, all of the details of their lives fall into place. As we spoke about last week, Sha'kol Bar L'Chvodo. It's not each man on his own. It's not you do your thing, separate accounts, separate lives. You have your thing, I have my thing. This is your domain, this is my domain. You take care of the kids, I take care of Parnasa. Just like a chasna kala, it's so wonderful and cute to hear a chasna kala talking about a million details. And I always think about how they're enamored of each other. And the kala is talking about this and this and that and all the different things about the chasna, where they're going to live, and the chasna is excited and listening. And I'm just thinking, Rabbi Shalom, you know, like next year at this time, he's going to be rolling his eyes. So it's so chaval, that's lost, right? Oh, I can't believe it. Nachamal v'chazring, all these protem, so many details. You see, what's sad is that the 6 days of the week, which bring in selfishness and ego and so on, that the 6 days of the week create the impression that this one's details no longer concern the other one. They don't share that in common. I'm thinking about Wall Street and she's thinking about the laundry. I'm thinking about a client and she's thinking about Lily Ankelu. And never the twain shall meet. It's like two separate worlds. And the kruvim are not facing each other at all. The 6 days of the week, it's so easy to get lost in that. But Shabbos, when you light the candles, so then that world, that phony, superficial world of the 6 days concludes. Then all of the candles are lit, that fire is rekindled of love, of a memory of why we're together, and the flames of the candles, which are indicative of the flame that holds them together, all are turned and faced towards the Holy of Holies, which is Chedoi Harasi, which is the place that is private and that secret world that is shared between husband and wife. It's the world of Ato Echad Veshimcha Echad. You are one and your name is one. And in that place, the Kruvim are not only facing each other, but they're actually embracing. And this is the Oimek, this is the deeper meaning. Avayar Olekim Es Ha'or Ki Toif. And Hashem saw that the light was good. And in every Jewish home that's conducted in the way of holiness and respect, Hashem looks at each and every one of those homes, and Hashem Himself says, "Matoivu Ohalach Yaakov." Vayaru Lekim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, and Hashem saw that the light was good. Toiv. Toiv, which means this common dream, this common goal, this shared Ahava, which is the Gematria Echad, right? The word Ahava is the Gematria Echad. Oneness. Matoivu Ohalach Yaakov. Hashem sees a Jewish home where there's a Shabbos, where there are candles, where there's love. And Hashem Yisbarach Himself says, Matoivu Ohalach Yaakov. This is Toiv, this is good. The house of a Jew is very good. Kala Shari B'lai Isha, the Gemara says, is Shari B'lai Toiva. If someone doesn't have this relationship, if there is not this relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and wife, so then that house is B'lai Toiva. It's missing the ultimate Toiv of that deepest relationship, which is a reflection of Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, of the oneness of Hashem and the Jewish people, of the Chasm and Kala. Sameach T'Samach Re'ya Ma'ahuvim. It's amazing. I mean, the Shevet Brachas, you know, when the wedding takes place, what's all this talk about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim? Sameach Tzion Bevaneha. Oyd Yishoma Be'arei Yehuda V'chutzes Yerushalayim Kol Sosna Kol Sima. What does it have to do with Chosna Kala with Yerushalayim? So we understand now that that's the place where it all returns to. And that's what we all share, and that's what holds us all together. That dream and that hope. And therefore every Jewish home, Sameach Chosan Kala is building one of the ruins of Yerushalayim, Kiyadua. And Oyd Yishoma V'Yarei Yehuda V'chutzes Yerushalayim Kol Sosna V'Kol Simcha Kol Chosna V'Kol Kala. Hashem and the Jewish people, Kol Mitzhalas Chasan, the Shevet Brachas, Shabbos, the seventh day, seven Brachas. Shabbos is Panim Chadoshes itself. On Shabbos, everything comes back, everything is one. In that place that's called Cheder, the room, the Holy of Holies, which the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the word Cheder, which means the room, the bedroom, Cheder is Chesed Din Rachamim is Cheder. Chesed Din Rachamim, which means complete connection and oneness on all levels. Chesed Din Rachamim. Because the union of the male, of the chasna, is chesed, and the kala, the woman, is din, and complete balance and connection and love is rachamim. Cheder means chesed din rachamim. It means the unity, the unification of the chasna and kala. Of the chod oid likras kala, pnei Shabbos nekabel.
How is Chesed connected more to the man and Din more to the woman?
That's not for now. That's a. I've spoken about it many times. It's a good question, but that's not for right now. I know that goes against every instinct that you have, but the truth is that the man comes from the side of Chesed, the right side. The woman comes from the side of Din, and that's why Dafka woman asked the question. But I'm saying that's a compliment. Because you have to understand that din here does not mean something bad. It's not understood. I've spoken about that many, many times. Din does not mean something bad. It means something wonderful. It means the need to know, the need to understand, and to have clarity. It's very good. But I'm not answering it now. The tikkunim say in the next tikkun. We were talking before about the 16th tikkun in Zohar, tikkuni Zohar. In the 17th tikkun, in the tikkunim, it says, "Hatayre hi toiv." Here it's interesting. The Jewish home is toiv, Matayva alecha, asher b'leishis shor b'leitayva. The woman, the wife, is toiv. The house is toiv. Good. Ba'elakim is ha'or. The candles, the light is toiv. To see to the end, to Yerushalayim, the candles. To be together, what we share in common, etc. And what makes this all light up and work, as we spoke about last week, again, I'm just clarifying it, is the Torah. So the Tikkun says, right after the last Tikkun, so the Tikkun says, HaTorah hi toiv, k'mei shekosov ki lekach toiv, nasati lechem. Ki lekach toiv, the Torah is called toiv, good. Ki lekach toiv, nasati lechem, and the Tikkunim says, v'ishtai hi bidmusa, you hear this? And the man's wife is the embodiment of Torah. V'ishtai hi bidmusa, the Torah is the wife is the image of Torah. The Torah is toiv, and the wife is bidmusa. K'may shekosev, as it's written in Mishlei, motzei isha, motzei toiv. And ain't toiv ela Torah, motzei isha, motzei toiv. We'll talk about that more next week. Motzei isha, motzei toiv. Therefore, only a life between a husband and a wife that's built upon Torah, coming back to next week, that is built upon that one truth, the absolute truth, where all roads are leading to Yerushalayim, the truth of the Holy of Holies of Torah, which is the Ratzon Hashem. Only a life between a husband and wife that's built upon that one truth of Kol Nesivo Seh, where all the pathways, Shalom, are peace. Only such a life that is built upon Torah is Toiv. Can there be Mamish Toiv? Otherwise, it's me, it's my ego, it's what I want, and it's what you want. There's only one thing that every Jew wants absolutely in the most desperate way, and that's Torah, that's Hashem, that's the truth, that's the Holy of Holies. That's the only thing that every Jew absolutely wants, even though he doesn't know, but that's what he absolutely wants. Therefore, all ni'imus, all that's sweet and all that's pleasant and all that's good in the life of a Jewish home depends upon the two sharing that one goal. That goal of Yerushalayim, of the Kodesh Kadoshim, that the candles are always facing that place. Towards Yerushalayim, towards being together, that's Shalom Bayis. Now we come back to what we discussed at the end last week. Rashi said, and we were disappointed, but we were learning this last week, when Rashi said, Ein Shalom b'lay ne'er shahelech v'nichshol, the Gemara says that when you have candles Shabbos, it brings Shalom Bayis. Rashi says that you don't bump into things, right? You don't trip. So we were talking about that last week, what that means. We spoke about the Mordechai, Eitz v'Evan, right? Wood and stone, what that means. So now let's understand, based upon what we're learning, what is the meaning of that? Ein shalom b'leinei shahelech v'nichshol. If you don't have the light of the Shabbos candles, you're knocking into things. On the deepest level, you know, Rashi doesn't say eitzim v'avonim, pieces of wood and stone. That was the Mordechai's edition. Wrote down the Magen Avraham. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi just says you bump into things. And the question is, how does that really stare Shalom Bayis? I mean, I understand that you could hurt yourself. One of the most painful things that probably everybody here has experienced, a piece of furniture in the dark. And at that moment you feel completely alone, and no one could possibly have ever experienced such a thing. But we all have. So the trouble we have with that is so if we have light and nobody stubs their toe bez Hashem, so now we have Shalom Bayis. That's the question, right? What does that mean? Not to stumble, not to bump into things. Rashi doesn't name any things. So the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that when there's Shabbos candles, then the members of the house don't bump into each other. That's what it means. The husband and wife don't bump into each other and hurt each other. Whereas it says in the Teichacha, one of the most horrible descriptions of the Jewish people in a state of imperfection is v'kashlo ish be'achiv. One Jew
will cause another one to fail and to stumble. They will stumble, they will bump into, they will clash. Oy ve'ish anshe beisai. The most horrible, horrible thing is when the members of one household are clashing with each other. They're bumping into each other. I want this, you want that. We're always crashing. We're always rubbing each other the wrong way. We're always bumping into each other. The most horrible prediction of the end of time is that the enemies of the Jewish people are going to leave us alone. So here in America, thank God, Jews are free. And we can live the way that we want. And now that finally, that there are no longer pogroms, inquisitions, or holocausts, at least in the meantime, Be'ez Hashem. So now every single day, there's another Jewish home with it that's falling apart. We're in the house, there's destruction. Where people are anshei beisa, where oyvei ish anshei beisa, where it's no longer the Nazi, it's no longer the Cossack, the Inquisitor, it's now the very same person that you stood under the chuppah with. And if I would be able to share with you, I would never do it to you. You're too nice. Just today, that I must have spent at least, really, legalism, at least 4 to 5 hours in this union of people who once loved each other, who now hate each other, that they're destroying each other and their children in a way that it's hard to believe. How did such a thing happen? This is the opposite of shalom. This is the opposite of peace. The stumbling into and over each other. Because each one has found a different direction. They no longer share the same. Well, maybe they never did. Maybe just they thought they did, or the Shadchan said they did, or their parents. But they really never did. Or they tried to think that they did because they both liked the same colors. Or they liked the same neighborhood. And we have this deep thing that we share in common, Flatbush. Something like that, something absurd. Could just as well be Muncie or Bar Parker for Rockaway and just use it as an example because that's where we are right now. But this is what we shared in common. But really they didn't have that in common. They once did, but they've gotten fablonged someplace. They began to travel in opposite directions or different directions. And how quickly the ohev, the one who loves, can become an oyev when the candles are facing opposite directions. When the kruvma turned away from each other. When they no longer want the same thing or share the same dreams. They've forgotten them. And you know that's the deeper meaning of Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash. Esla Eze Kenegdo, someone who helps you but who's opposite you. So Rashi says, everybody knows that. Zacha, Eze, that if you're worthy, if they're worthy, then they'll help each other. But if they're not, then they'll bump into each other. Kenegdai. It's not going to be neutral. Either they love each other or can't stand each other. With everybody else, you can be the nicest person. Nobody will ever know. In shul, you're mamish, the most popular guy. Everybody loves you in shul. And in your own house, and you, God forbid, every time the door opens, they dread that there are people who might, chas v'shalom, be dreading to see that person. I have a woman who told me a few years ago that she cried when she said that she felt so guilty, but she said that any time that her husband was reasonably late, or more than reasonably late, she had this horrible thought that gave her intense pleasure that maybe he was killed in a car accident. And to hear that from a Jewish mouth, from the mouth of a person who's so sweet and who couldn't hurt a fly, and she's been so broken by the abuse that she suffers, that's her greatest dream and hope that she can't talk about. And when he comes in, she has to say, yes, sir, welcome home. I missed you, darling, because if she doesn't say the right words, it's going to be trouble. And how many people live like that? Hashem Yirachem. When I was a child, I thought nobody did because I never saw that. And I've become very disillusioned over the years. And you'd never know. When you see the person in shul, you'd never know. What a tzaddik, what an elohi, what a sweetheart. And sometimes it's the other way too. You have a woman that's good to everybody. She's on every single chesed project and program. Bikachol machnas is kala halvayas ameis, And in her own house, there's a halvayas ha'meis every single day. She's burying her husband, Nebuch. You have. Oy ve'ish anshe beisoy. When there's light in a house, everybody sees the other one and everybody helps the other one. Nobody's stumbling. The parents with children, brothers and sisters. All right, there's some bad days, but it's always really, really good. Even though I'm not, of course, there's going to be kleinikite. There'll be occasional, there'll be these little occasional outbursts or difficulties, but it's kleinikite. It's a small thing. But they share the same dream, the same hopes. And they remember what it was like under the chuppah. So they help each other and they live for each other, not against each other. So Hashem Yisbarach has to help each and every one of us to know that just getting married doesn't mean that people are going to be happy. The house can, God forbid, change can be transformed into a place of choshech, of darkness, of the opposite of Shabbos candles. Lo yizocha kenegdo lehilochem. If you're not zayich, if you're not worthy, if whatever, something goes wrong. It's kenegdo lehilochem. It's everything begins to work against you. Everything seems to be against you. From that point and on, the rest of the world could say you're the greatest, we love you, but if in your own house there is unhappiness, you feel that the whole world is against you. And the Maharal says, one sentence in the Maharal, it's like an atom bomb. Here in this sentence is everything. The 43rd chapter of the Guru's Hashem. Ki achiluku dover gashmi. All separation takes place in the realm of the physical. V'ha'achdus inyan eloki. And all unity takes place in the realm of the spiritual, the godly. We understand what that means. It's very hard to teach children and adolescents as they get closer to the age of marriage. It's very hard for them to let go of the ego, of the self. The ego is the most magushim dikke thing in reality, is the most physical, is the most physical manifestation in this world of the self. So what happens is that when a person's entire life is focused on me, on satisfying myself, so magushim, so physical, even if it could be something which is spiritual too, but it's me, without the other. When that happens, then you become thick and you can't see the other person. You live in darkness. That's what it means. You live partially in darkness. You can't see anything but yourself. And it's chayshach. There's no light. The purpose of Torah is to make each and every one of us invisible or see-through, translucent, transparent. Each and every one of us becomes so pure by the Torah. By the Torah uplifts and elevates, and the Torah purifies and refines you. So the I, the ego, is tempered, is quieted. That's what a life of Torah does, controlling one's Yetzirah, of learning and of davening, so that over the years, the physical is diminished, and its control over you is... The control over the person is less. So now you can begin to see. You can begin to see the other person. You can begin to see other people and what they need, not just yourself. That's why Ahava is the gematria. The word Ahava equals Echad, oneness. So a husband and wife who are able to see each other requires a tremendous amount of maturity. It requires a tremendous amount of bitl hayesh, of letting go of the self. And our young people are usually not being prepared for that. Never has there been a generation that's as spoiled and as pampered as this generation. And every single kid but the general way that being raised is bishvili niv ha'olam. The world exists for me. My parents exist for me. The world is only here to satisfy me. And then when they go under the chuppah and they get married, so that satisfies me. But then when they discover a few days later that the other has other ideas than me, so then it's not good. for either of them. Because then they begin to move in separate directions. Therefore, the main responsibility, I'm going to continue Mitzvah Shem next week, but the main responsibility of rekindling the fire, the candles, the main responsibility is the woman's. So we learn that she awakens the love. So the simple reason is because she extinguished the candle. But on a deeper level, we understand that a woman more desperately than a man needs to feel connected, needs to communicate, needs to feel that there's a rekindling, needs to remind herself and her husband that the Zohar says that they were once one neshama and they came into this world, they were split in half. And during the 6 days of the week, we got a little bit lost from each other. Whereas a man can go, many men can just go on with their business and they're involved with their things. But the woman is going to focus much more on the relationship, the relationship. And the Zacharti Lach Chesed Nurayach, you remember our anniversary, you remember we were married, you remember the chuppah, let's take a look at the pictures. And the 6 days of the week are shattering all of those pictures and breaking all of the clarity, the little pieces, and he goes his way and she goes her way. And that's what the Tikkun HaZohar says on the woman who remembers to try to rekindle the memories and to rekindle the fire of love. And to point the candles once again towards what they share in common. So that's what the Zohar brought the pasuk of Mayim Rabim, all of the waters of this world of the 6 days of the week, Lo Yuchlu Lechabais Eso Ahava, cannot extinguish the love. And the woman will not allow that to happen again. Chava caused it, but she won't allow it to happen again. And many men said, what do you want from me? I don't know what you want from me. Let's talk, let's share, let's this, let's that. I don't understand. Didn't I say good Shabbos to you? I said good Shabbos. You know, it's just a hard thing to work out. But that's what it means every Friday to come back on some level to the chuppah, to return to the chuppah. And that's the inyan of Tu B'Shvat. I would talk about this for a few hours, but it's late. The Inyan of Tu B'Shvat. There's a teaching of the Bas Ayin of the Tzaddik of Avraham Avraham in Parshas Bahar. Bas Ayin was a Kaddish Elyon, the greatest chassid of the Chernobyl. He went afterwards to Tzfas. He's buried in Tzfas, the Bas Ayin. So I'll just tell you, I'll just give you a taste, just a little bit. Bas Ayin teaches that the Shivas Aminim, the seven species of that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with, that we should all mitzvah Hashem b'zaycha to taste and to make the brachas over, that Eretz Yisrael is praised by the Shivas Aminim. So the Bas Ayin says that when a Jew in Eretz Yisrael eats those fruits, b'kedusha b'tahara, with the right intentions and in holiness, so it awakens the highest set. It awakens the seven midas of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Yehoyed, Yisayid, and Malchus. The seven minim, the seven levels of the seven spheres of Hashem's connection to the Jewish people are awakened when a Jew in Eretz Yisrael eats those payas. So the tzaddik of Avraham Avraham asked, now what about in Chutz Laretz? What about our brothers and sisters in Chutz Laretz? What are they going to do? So he said, these are his words. In Chutz Laretz, every Shabbos, he says, don't get depressed. But especially during the Shabbos of Shvat. Every Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day, the seven minim. The 7 days of the week are all uplifted on Shabbos. The seven species of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, of the minim of Eretz Yisrael. That a Jew on Shabbos is able, by his meals, by the food of Shabbos, no matter where you live, you're able to achieve this. That which is achieved in Eretz Yisrael with eating of the Shivas Aminim. Can you imagine when you eat them on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael? Ayidei shemazkir tamid b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the tzaddik says that when you eat on Shabbos, you should think of Eretz Yisrael. You should think of Eretz Yisrael when you eat on Shabbos. It's unbelievable. Shivas Aminim, the seven species. The seventh day, which is Shabbos. Sheva Brachas of Achas Mankala. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Tu B'Shvat. You know, Eretz Yisrael, the last letters, Eretz Yisrael is described as Eretz Zavas Cholav and Dvash many times in Chumash. Zavas Cholav and Dvash, flowing with milk and honey. The final letters of the words Zavas Cholav Udvash spell Shabbos. Zavas Cholav Udvash is Shabbos. Shabbos is Kula Tachlis. Just like Cholav and Dvash, milk and honey, don't have to be, really, they don't have to be changed or refined. They don't have to be fixed. Cholav and Dvash, milk and honey, are the way they're supposed to be. The way they're supposed to be. And it's just also a place of the ultimate Tachlis, where everything is going to be the way it's supposed to be. Where we remember our tachlis. We remember Yerushalayim. We remember our goal. We remember who we are. Ato echad v'shimchach. We don't get sidetracked. You see, all other foods, even I personally don't care for either milk or honey, I will admit. You know. But all other, I mean, unless there's chocolate in the milk, I'm okay. But all other foods are contrived. All other foods are going in different directions. Cholav and Dvash, the Rebbeinu Shlom sent it in such a way with Mamish Kulei Kulei and Kulei Tachlis. And it's the bracha of the end. That's why the Gemara tells us that the pasuk in Shir Shim says Dvash v'Cholav Tachlis L'Shaynech, that the secrets of Torah are called milk and honey. Secrets of Torah that are kept under the tongue are called milk and honey. Dvash v'chalav, honey and milk. Dvash v'chalav, tachas l'shaynech, under the tongue. You have to be careful. Because it's very, very personal. It's very intimate. It's very private. And it has to be kept a secret. It has to be kept a secret. Dvash v'chalav, because it's kula tachlis. It's the real thing. It's mamash it. It's kodesh ha-kodashim. And it has to be kept very private and very secret. Just like Sheva Brachas, just like Achas Mankala, and just like L'cha Doid L'kvas Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being with the Jewish people on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we're preparing, we'll still have next week before Tu B'Shvat, but as we're preparing for the Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat, we should try to concentrate on Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. We should try to concentrate on building a bigger Yerushalayim and a bigger Beis HaMikdash in our own families and our own homes. And if we do that, then we're going to taste the Cholav and Dvash, the Dvash v'Cholav, all the brachas of the Shivas Aminim, and remember the Sheva brachas that was said under the Chuppah. And those who haven't yet tasted of the Sheva brachas, that Bez Hashem, that they'll be zeichet to taste of those brachas, with the wonderful Chas and the wonderful Kala, of Oid Yishoma, V'Yarei Yehuda, V'Chutzis Yushalayim, Kol Sosn, V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chasn, V'Kol Kala. We should be zeichet to Hashem to hear that song, the Kirby of Menu Amen.